Less than 2 weeks after the Newtown tragedy, Connecticut's poet laureate Dick Allen wrote a letter to the Hartford Courant lamenting the deluge of sentimental poems sent to newspaper editors after tragedies like Newtown.
Unfortunately, poetry written very close to the time of a tragic event such as Newtown is often, weak. So heartfelt, spontaneous, that it often turns into cliché.
But a random phrase made him reconsider.
A line just occurred to me, and the line was, "In the snow lightly falling," and I couldn't get the line out of my head.
And so, against his better judgment, Dick Allen started to write a poem for the victims of Newtown.
I use the "in the snow lightly falling" as a first line, but that didn't seem right. So I changed it to, "There are the fields we'll walk across, in the snow lightly falling." Utterly, utterly simple. And toward the end of it, I'm thinking, I want to offer some kind of solace, and I'm terrified of sentiment in the poem.
So toward the end of the poem, Dick Allen starts writing a message of consolation.
And then the poem says, "No small hand will go unheld, and no voice once heard is ever lost in the snow lightly falling, in the snow lightly falling."
Dick Allen admits that he became obsessed with the poem. He completed the work in 2 weeks, but waited much longer to show the work to anyone.
I was really, really worried about taking advantage of a situation. I've seen people try to use a situation of grief to forward their own work.
Right around the same time, the Hart School's Glenn Adsit contacted Dick Allen to see if he would be willing to collaborate with Pulitzer Prize-winning composer William Bokum on a large-scale commission in tribute to the victims of Newtown. Allen agreed and sent along Solace. William Bokum also agreed, but felt a large-scale work just didn't seem appropriate for the tragedy at Newtown.
I felt, you know, somehow that would be grandiose. I'd rather do something really modest. So I got this wonderful poem from Dick Allen, whom I didn't know at all. It seemed absolutely perfect, and I loved his modesty. I loved the fact that it wasn't hitting you in the nose, and that it was quite moving.
Bokum wanted to capture the simplicity of Allen's poem musically while writing a piece that even amateurs could perform.
I wanted to have something that you could do, and I think it's written so that I think an averagely, you know, good, solid church choir or amateur choir could do it. And that's the very reason why I made it as simple as I could, because a poem really calls for that.
But Gabriel Lefal, the artistic director of Torrington's Chorus Angelicus and music director of St. Patrick St. Anthony Church in Hartford, says there is a sophistication within the simplicity of Bokum's setting.
It's written in such a clever way because even though sounding so simple, it has rhythmic intricacies that make it complex for the performer. Mr. Bokum uses this language that is both folky but also a little medieval in sound. So it's a very eerie mix of elements, the old, the folky, this dreamy childhood atmosphere into it.
Solace, words by Dick Allen, music by William Bokum, will be performed at every Mass this weekend at St. Patrick St. Anthony Church in Hartford. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.
Incredible how we No voice once heard.